AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Police in Georgia have arrested a suspect wanted for killing one woman and wounding four others in a medical office waiting room in Atlanta. Cobb County Police Chief Stuart Van Hooser describes the arrest.
I believe, if I have my facts correct, that an undercover officer was the one that originally saw and confronted this individual and was able to then have backup from uniform officers that came in and took him into custody without incident.
The suspect is identified as 24-year-old Deion Patterson. Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is outraged over this latest shooting, which took place in his hometown.
There have been so many mass shootings, in fact, about one every day in this country this year, that tragically we act as if this is routine.
Senator Warnock was speaking on the floor of the U.S. Senate. In Belgrade, Serbia, a 13-year-old boy allegedly opened fire, killing eight students and a guard.
There doesn't seem to be any clear understanding of a motivation. There doesn't seem to be any clear understanding as to why he would plan such a horrific and heinous attack on his classmates.
CBS's MTS Taieb reports the suspect drew sketches of classrooms and wrote a list of children he planned to kill. Serbia is declaring 3 days of national mourning starting Friday following this extremely rare mass shooting there. Teachers in Oakland, California say they will be on strike starting today. This parent responded.
It's frustrating. I mean, the teachers are definitely underpaid, so they should be paid, you know, to deal with the economy right now.
34,000 children attend Oakland Public Schools. The Federal Reserve wrapped up its two-day meeting Wednesday by raising a key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the latest hike comes amid growing concerns about the economy.
Now, some economists are warning that raising rates again could push the U.S. economy into a recession. In a letter to the Fed chair this week, 10 congressional Democrats, led by Senator Elizabeth Warren, urged him to change course. The current strategy, they warned, has the potential to throw millions of Americans out of work.
Stocks ended lower on Wall Street after the Fed's latest interest rate hike. Bud Light is struggling to lure back customers amid the backlash after hiring transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney to promote its product.
The Wall Street Journal says Anheuser-Busch is boosting marketing spending on a slate of new Bud Light ads and offering distributors free beer. Mulvaney's April 1st Instagram video sparked a boycott that sent sales south.
I got some Bud Lights for us.
More than two weeks later, retail sales had fallen more than 21%.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. This is
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you need the government's help to help you parent? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you need the government's help to help you parent, especially when it comes to social media? Because Wisconsin is now, we're not there yet, but I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about it when Utah signed into law a new legislation that will go into effect in the next year or so as far as curfews and a bunch of more parental controls. And now in Wisconsin, there is one legislature. David Steffen, a Republican from Green Bay, who says he will sponsor a bill that gives parents full control over their kids' social media accounts and impose a curfew for social media users under 18. It has not been proposed yet. He is still taking in conversations with parents and such. But to me, it's interesting to me that this is coming from Republicans, because I feel like so often they are the party of personal responsibility. I think even less, you know, a year or so ago, Ron Johnson said, was on record saying something, it's not society's responsibility to raise your children. And so when it comes to childcare, things that people are really asking for help, the answer is so often, no, it's not our job. That's your job. You should have thought about this for your children. And then with this situation, and I'm not trying to downplay that there needs to be a conversation around social media, but this just feels like, why is this the topic that some of these lawmakers are willing to step in on and help parents out, but so many other ones, they're not? 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday, so of course we have Jane Metnair, and of course we have Mr. Greg Bach.
Hello.
Hello.
You know what? I feel like everyone today is spicy. There's a spicy feel in the air. Jane's always spicy.
Jane's always spicy.
You're spicy today.
I am a little spicy today.
And I'm feeling spicy.
I have a Excellent. Headache in like the upper quadrant of my upper right quadrant.
Do you know what they call that part of your head?
No.
Your forehead. That's a doctor talking.
Clearly.
I'm a doctor.
But yes, I am a little spicy today.
Yeah.
It was fine. It's probably going to make being the show is going to be that much more fun.
I love spicy Kristen.
Am I wrong here?
No, it's weird. It's just... But is it also their way of saying, look, we love kids too? You know what I mean?
But it's also, it's so funny because on the same week, like yesterday, we were talking about the proposed bill to have 14-year-olds deliver alcohol,
yeah,
and then ran through the litany of blue states and red states that are loosening child labor laws. So we're like, oh, we'll let you guys work, but you can't have social media.
Yeah, it's like, that's what? The real danger.
And I don't think it's, I mean, I haven't heard anything from Governor Evers on whether or not he would pass this or what their feelings are on this. And again, there's certain things in the bill, especially because it sounds like it's going to be modeled after what was in Utah, that probably are good for all of us. Like not being able to use your private information to constantly advertise to you. I think there's one, you can't get unsolicited direct messages unless you're already friends or following that person.
That's not terrible.
So there's some stuff that, like, I would sign up for if I could, right?
Yeah.
But also, like, has anyone asked the teenagers, like, what they, because I think there's obviously there's some critics of these different bills that are popping up that are, you know, free speech stuff. Also for LGBTQ kids who are not always feeling comfortable to be able to talk to their parents, if all of a sudden their avenue to talk to people and find their communities, their parents are constantly in their business, is that optimal or good in bad situations? So I think what I just keep coming back to is this feels kind of like a nannying state type situation for the party that's always railing against that.
Well, let's not forget that this is the same party who has told parents that they can't be trusted to make medical decisions on behalf of their children, but they can. Yeah. They can legislate what treatment will and will not be allowed for your child. And yet they are the party of small government, except in these 97 situations.
Well, that's, I think, that's the key word right there, Jane. It's always except. Except this, except that, except this. Well, not that. Well, it's never about personal responsibility when we're talking about a couple hundred people storming the Capitol and trying to overthrow an election. It's not about personal responsibility. They were tourists just having a good time. You know, there's always a reason. And the thing that infuriates me more than anything else is when Republicans come guns a-blazing at an issue and they change their mind on something else that's very closely related. They talk about it like as if the contradiction or the hypocrisy doesn't even exist. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't matter. And they're like, but what, you know, you say you won't give gender affirming care to kids, but now you worry about their social media. Why don't you, like, well, that's not the same thing. It's a kid. It's all the same. It's all, yeah, it's like it all matters.
Like we're pointing to their mental health when it comes to social media.
Yeah.
But mental health statistics and evidence when it comes to LGBTQ kids, doesn't matter.
Which just goes to show they don't know enough about the topics. And also they're just going for the hot button issues. And at the end of the day, I mean, talking about the trans issue, they don't care about trans people because trans people don't vote for them. So they can say whatever they want about them. They're always going to get people saying, yeah, you're right. My child deserves to be a child. Okay, cool.
But I offer this to you listening, especially if you have kids, especially if you have teenagers right now. Would something like this help? Because, you know, to a certain extent, the three of us can sit here who not only aren't parents, but also don't have parents that are not parents of teenagers. And none of us grew up with social media as teenagers, right? Like, I think...
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Like, we point to... And some of the same issues were there. I remember reading Raising Ophelia when I was, like, 18, and it, like... That was a book for parents, parents of like teenage girls, because like the mental health issues for young girls has been there. Like this, I mean, I had stuff I've talked about it before. I had an eating disorder. Like a lot of this stuff, like was way with or without social media, has been there. As far as something happens to young girls, a lot of young girls at least, once they hit puberty, that they often go from being these like vivacious, confident, I can do anything 10-year-olds to insecure,
depressed,
self-harming 13-year-olds in a very short period of time, and their parents don't recognize them. And that predates social media. And it's, I think it's been exacerbated by it. But it's like, is there not other things you can do as a parent, like not get your kid a smartphone?
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I know a lot of people who have just bowed down to it. They're like, well, all my kids' friends have a smartphone and that's how they communicate. And I want to be able to text my kid. I'm like, once again, what you just said, I don't have a child. I don't understand that complexity, but I also feel like there are options. You don't have to just be like, well, all our friends have an iPhone, so here's an iPhone.
I mean, isn't that the opposite argument that when you hear kids, it's like, well, if all your kids were running off the side of the cliff, would you join them?
Right.
And you're like, well, as a parent, does that not go away? It's like, well, all the other kids are doing it, so I guess we got to do it too. And again, if you, I'm talking to you as parents out there, 844-967-2789. Has it gotten to the point where you do think legislation is needed to curb this problem? Or is it something that you still think you can handle individually in your household as a parent? 844-96-PARTY.
And I don't understand the whole parents will control their kids' social media accounts. Don't they do that already?
Well, there are parental controls already.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, at least as far as I know, maybe there are kids who are setting up their own Instagram accounts and Facebook accounts and TikTok accounts. But there are some barriers already in place, right?
Well, yes, there are. And the other thing I have a question about is why all of a sudden now, from the Republicans, why all of a sudden at this moment? Because, yes, TikTok is very new. Twitter isn't as new. Facebook is older.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not on Facebook.
But my point is, like, as a kid, I am almost 30 years into the internet, going into AOL chat rooms.
That was
the original social media, where people were vicious, mean. This has been going on for a long time. What is the thing that kicked it off for the Republicans to say, all of a sudden, we got to take care of the kids right now? Like, when did you start caring about kids? How come this? Because it's always, I mean, kids have been cyberbullied and new and when I say awesome, I don't mean awesome good. I mean awesome as in mind-blowing ways on Facebook and DMs for a long, 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 long time. And lawmakers were like, well, it's bullying. Kids get bullied. What are you going to do about it? No. Why now? Why all of a sudden this moment? Why do they care about this topic?
Maybe it's deflection. It's deflection from their lack of action on reasonable gun controls in the wake of all of these, but in the wake of all of these shootings,
yeah, I mean,
and continued mass shootings, and they refuse to do anything about permanent, you know, and so, but we do care about kids. Look over here.
Yeah. I mean, I know about all those times people walked into a school and started sending mean DMs to people. That was tragedy.
You want to talk about it?
No. It was a hard Tuesday.
All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. Do you think this is a powerful step? Do you think this is helpful as far as the government stepping in to help you curb social media when it comes to your kid? 844-96-PARTY. We will keep the conversation going when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Love the outdoors, but lack the gear to explore it? River West Outdoor Pro Shop has everything you need. Rock climbing, snowshoeing, kayaking, and more. Don't know what you need? Come visit the shop located in the basement of Milwaukee Turners at 1034 North Velar Phillips Avenue. Their friendly staff will help you find what you need. For questions and hours, call 414-272-1733, extension 16. 414-272-1733, extension 16.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 38 overnight under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 69. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 49. Chance for scattered showers Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You are so beautiful to me.
Good job, Mary.
You are so beautiful.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and he is Greg Bach. And that is, I don't know if anyone else has seen this yet, but I saw this last week, and I think it was dropped mid-April. It's a new Dove commercial that's addressing eating disorders, but also addressing kids online and social media. And it, the power of advertising, because I was definitely a puddle at, yeah, by the end of this ad. Yeah. And we the audio doesn't really help because it's a very visual,
yeah,
commercial of a young girl basically getting a cell phone at, you know, for at first you see her younger, like maybe 9 or 10, yeah, and she's vivacious and she's fun and she's doing comedy shows with her sisters or cousins or whatever. And then they have, because it's this day and age, they have video of her opening her first iPhone.
Mm-hmm. When she's like 12.
When she's like 12. And then it is a montage of her journal and her workout routine and her looking in the mirror and just like the decline of her incline of her obsession with her body. And then she ends up going through, it looks like, inpatient care for an eating disorder. And then it ends with her mom, and she's recovered and she looks good and healthy, and her mom sings, "You are my sunshine," which I can't even say. And
she wipes the tear away.
Oh my God. And then it cuts to lots of women, yeah, who are in recovery or have recovered from self-harm, body dysmorphia, eating disorders. And then it ends with Dove asking people to support this legislation. And like, that was where I kind of went, because the truth is, all of that stuff that she went through, I was not as bad, but I went through an outpatient program. Like, I had a lot of stuff, and like, I didn't have social media. So some of this is stuff that is bigger than social media. And like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Killing Us Softly, which is it talks all about the advertising that's been going on for decades, yeah, that objectifies women and tells us how we need to look and puts us all our value on how we look. And like, mm-hmm, that is something that has existed as long as they've been trying to sell you stuff. And so to a certain extent, I think it's a cop-out to say that it's just social media to blame when it comes, especially I'm talking as from my perspective as a girl. I'd love to hear from you, Greg, but like, that it's like, if we just put curfews on it, some of this other stuff will go away.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Should the government be regulating our kids' use of social media? We have Joe from Appleton is on the phone. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again. Always good to chat with you. I got to give credit to the Wisconsin Republicans. It's not very often they have me conflicted. I'm not on board yet, but okay. I am conflicted. So I've got kids. They're not teenagers, but, you know, they will be. And I just worry about them all the time. And I don't know, the mental health issues that come with young folks and social media, and I don't want people reaching out to them in ways that I can't monitor.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, like you guys have said, this seems to be a small battle to take on when there are much larger battles when it comes down to safety in schools from guns and attacks. When it comes to the mental health of trans and gay youth, they fall on this one. It just seems to be, I'm not a nanny state proponent, mm-hmm. for sure. I would much rather say, no, I can handle this myself. But, I mean, if I'm being quite honest, it would be a lot easier for me and a lot of other parents to say to our kids, hey, look, I would love to allow you on Twitter or on TikTok, but it's against the law. What are you going to do? As opposed to, yes, all your friends have these accounts, but I'm not going to let you do it. So, yeah, that's all I can say is I'll look into it more. I'm conflicted. So jolly good for them, I suppose.
Yeah, Joe, I would love to, if you go read kind of, because it's not a binary thing. It's still letting kids on, but it's like their accounts have full, their parents have full access to the accounts. So there is no, they don't have privacy over them. Or it's like putting in a curfew. So the app just shuts down for minors' accounts from like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And so it's not getting rid of it entirely. It's just putting a lot more limitations on it. And so I know you're a lawyer. And so I would love, because I think you're right. Like, I mean, as a parent, as your kids become teenagers, like, do you think about just not getting them a smartphone?
844-967-2789. Gabby from Madison. Thanks for joining us, Gabby. What's on your mind?
Well, hi. So this is when Pocan's there today, right?
Say that again?
Is Pocan there today, Senator Pocan?
Senator Pocan, I think there might be a different show. He's not on our show today.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the other one. Sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Baba Booey. I think there can and should be limitations put on children's access to social media. But also at the end of the day, one, they will get around it. They're smarter than us when it comes to these sorts of tech things like, oh, I can't have a account. I'll just make a new account with a new email that says I'm 18, but problem solved. But also the other thing too is this is just a Band-Aid. What you were talking about before at the beginning of the segment, you know, what you went through, this is deeper than social media. This is ingrained, embedded behavior that we're taught. And instead of, you know, social media is a component, but what are we going to do to service the larger wound here, which is how are we taking care of our children? How are we dealing with their, how do we look at our children's mental health? How do we talk to them? How do we get them to the proper people? To me, you know, thinking about it now, Republicans are like, well, let's just block their social media or limit it, but they're not willing to go deeper. They never are, period, because it's a deeper issue.
Well, we're going to keep talking about this because I have more stuff to say. So we would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Do you want the government to step in when it comes to social media and kids? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are so beautiful.
You want a small waist this summer when your favorite product is here.
All right, that's it. Come on. Small.
Can't you see?
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The man accused of opening fire in an Atlanta medical office, killing one woman and wounding four others, is now in custody. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
Thanks to the highly trained police officers across our region, we are able to bring this suspect into custody without further harm. He will be charged and stand trial for his crimes.
In Belgrade, Serbia, a 13-year-old boy is accused of opening fire on fellow students.
Eight students were killed, including a security guard. We also know that six children and a teacher were wounded, some of them very seriously wounded as well.
CBS's MTS Taieb. Teachers in Oakland, California are set to hit the picket lines this morning.
They already don't get paid enough. And it's like, you know, where are they supposed to get the money from? We're all struggling. Yeah, so you would think the district would come to some type of solution.
More than 3,000 teachers and staffers plan to walk out. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The headlines. Anything to be in the headlines.
Summer chance.
Do you need or want the government's help raising your kids? Specifically when it comes to curbing social media habits for your children, or do you think that's something that you can do on your own as a parent? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96.
Party.
And I just, you know, it's interesting because I told Greg this at the break, Jane, but so that we played the video from this new Dove commercial that I'll link in today's show notes. It's really powerful.
It is, and it's definitely worth watching. And if you have a teenage daughter, sit down and watch it with her.
Yeah, and it's interesting, though, because I saw that Dove commercial that is both addressing eating disorders, attaching it to social media and being so young and kind of being obsessed with your body. My argument is that stuff was happening way before social media, mm-hmm. maybe not in the same numbers, but it was happening. And then the at the end, it asks you to go support the Kids Online Safety Act. And not 2 days later, after I saw this Dove commercial, I stumbled upon a young woman's TikTok account. And mostly I stumbled upon it because she's in college and she crochets or knits like vivaciously, ferociously.
Good word.
Ferociously.
Ferocious knitting.
While she's in her college classes. And she talks about having autism and it helps her concentrate to keep her hands busy while she's talking, like while she's in class. And of course, then I go through, she said she did something funny. So I go to her account, come to realize it's the girl from the Dove commercial. And she has like 200,000 followers on TikTok. And she started a company called, I just had it up, Shop Purple Pear. Which is, she knits scarves and she knits like comfort stuffed animals and stuff. And so she's turned her hobby, her obsession, as she calls it, that she gained during her inpatient program. So while she was in her eating disorder inpatient program, she caught on that some of the other girls in the program, to keep their hands busy and calm their anxiety, they would get really into knitting or crocheting. So she got into it. She became obsessed with it. She does it while she's in college. She's a really, there's another video where she has like a 4.0. So she seems to be doing really well now. But my point is, it feels almost disingenuous of the Dove commercial to end with this Kids Online Safety Act, where now this young woman who's the centerpiece of that ad is still very much using social media. She's using social media for good. She's being creative on it. She's having fun with it. She's using her small business to promote her small business using it. And so it's just a little like, again, I come back to, by just curbing social media, are we actually tackling the mental health issues that kids are facing? Is it just a scapegoat versus digging a little bit deeper? Because later in today's show, we're going to talk about the fact that the Surgeon General came out that loneliness is now an epidemic in our country, that over half of U.S. citizens are suffering from loneliness. And he's literally, as a health epidemic, has said loneliness is a huge problem and it's as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day to your health. So we're going to talk about that in the last hour.
So you're saying I can smoke 15 cigarettes a day?
No, I don't think that's the message, Greg.
But I'm just saying, if it just feels like this is not going to be a silver bullet.
This is what I was talking about, though, in the last segment. This is a Band-Aid, a poorly placed Band-Aid. This is a gaping wound we need to address, and we're not going to. And Republicans are like, yeah, social media, that's the problem. Bye, check out. I did my work for today.
And, you know, it also, I was having this conversation with my sister-in-law last night about some people that we know who refuse to have their kids get tested for autism.
God, why?
And we were talking about just in general some parents who were like, I don't want to deal with it. And it's like that almost like when we say with the Band-Aid stuff of, well, if we blame social media, then we don't have to have the harder conversations of what's really going on. And I use the autism thing because it's like, well, if we don't get tested, then we don't have to deal with it.
Because it won't be there.
Because it won't be there. And so if there's deeper things going on where a young woman or a young guy is susceptible to harming themselves, to eating disorders, to there's an underlying insecurity that is going on that is exploited by looking at pictures and comparing yourself to others and all the stuff that social media does, like, just taking the phone away doesn't necessarily heal those things.
And that right there, what you're saying about the parents is like, it's not the kids then. It's the parents we need to educate.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to it, we need to.
Well, and I think as well, this is yet another diversion. And as you said, Kristen, it's putting all of the onus on social media, and that way we don't have to fund any mental health.
Nah.
Which they cut.
Yeah. Right. Which, yep. At least here in Wisconsin, has been cut from Governor Evers' budget. So,
yeah.
Right. Again, let's put it all on social media. And if we do this, that's going to fix everything. And now we don't have to invest in mental health resources in our schools.
Yeah. It's shameful. My sister used to be a caretaker, and she can spot autism a mile away. She works with kids. Oh, yeah. And she had parents who had two. When I say low functioning, I was around them once. These kids were so low functioning. They couldn't speak. They could barely they just existed. It was so sad to watch. And the worst part of it is that both of these parents refused to admit that there was anything wrong. They honestly thought that these kids who couldn't speak, who had to be fed, were just going to snap out of it one day. They were so oblivious. Not oblivious. Refusing
in denial.
In denial that their kids needed help, that it was just like, my sister's like, I can't take care of them anymore because I can't do anything without their permission, without parents' permission, without help from them, and they're not helping me. I can't help these kids.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we're talking about this matter here. We need to take care of the children. We need to educate them. We need to take care of their mental health. We also need to talk to the parents.
Yeah.
The parents are the more important portion of this. Because if the government's stepping in, there's an argument to be made to say, well, then because the parents aren't doing anything. Sorry, parents out there. That's not what I'm saying. That's what it looks like from the outside as someone who doesn't have kids. If the government has to step in, this isn't about the children. It can be said that it's about the parents.
Well, and it's interesting. Yesterday we had Oriana Carey, who is the CEO of the Coalition for Children, Youths, and Families, which is they basically support foster families and adoption and stuff in Wisconsin. And part of becoming a foster parent is you have to go through training.
Yeah.
You have to get trained on situations and how to handle it. And she said that's sometimes a sticking point because people are like, well, I raised my kids. Like, why do I have to go through training? And she makes the joke. She's like, well, I have a 19 and a 25-year-old. And I wish I would have had a little bit more help of telling me what to do. Because it is, it's like, if you have your biological children, it's on your shoulders. Yeah. And it also goes back to, I think, to what Jane was saying, is like, it takes a village. You know, if there's times, and this is why, like, having good teachers, having resources at schools, having funding at schools, of when you send your kids off and there's a community of people who, you know, ideally, hopefully, are invested in the well-being of your child. And when they're not comfortable talking to you about a thing, don't you wish that they had someone else, another adult, another trained adult in their life they could talk to? But like, we need funding for those things too, to have a circle of trust around these children.
But and what they're doing now is cultivating a society that says if anyone does anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, not your child, but you uncomfortable, then you get to say, I'm the parent. I raise the child. Well, okay, cool. Take them out of school. You put them in, you teach, like, you take it all on then yourself, because you entered into this contract. When you have children, you put them in society. There's a group of people raising them. And just because they make you feel uncomfortable, you, the parent, not the child, you uncomfortable. If you don't like it, then you know what? It's all yours now. You get to have it. Lunch is at 11:30. There you go. Enjoy your day.
But, you know, again, I want to leave room for the fact that we are not parents and we have a lot of opinions.
That right I now, know of.
That you know of.
Sorry.
But we're talking about whether or not you want the government's help when it comes to social media. 844-967-2789. Because likely there's going to be a bill introduced and voted on as far as kind of modeling off of the bill that it was passed in Utah that has a bunch of limitations on what minors can do on social media without their parents' consent. And to me, it just kind of... And, you know, the other thing that it made me think of, because I heard David Steffen, who's the lawmaker introducing all this on a different radio program. And he was talking about how many parents he's talked to who are just like, we're at our wit's end and we have no tools and we don't like, and
take their phones away.
And it was things like that where it's like, I'm also trying to think, and I go back to the parents who are saying, we need help with childcare. We can't afford to put both of our kids in childcare. So now one of us isn't working and then you're all complaining about the workforce and stuff like that. But like that falls on deaf ears. So it's like, which parents is this guy talking to that is from a select demographic that this is their biggest problem when it comes to parenting their kids? Yeah. That's also the thing that I'm thinking about of like his district, the upper to middle class white parents that he talks to, and it's not necessarily the full scope of all the different things that parents are struggling with right now.
I'm also very hesitant to believe anybody who says, I've been talking to parents or I've been talking to people. I mean, sure. Cool. I'm sure you've been talking to people. I talk to people. I'm just, I'm talking to parents all the time and they're saying things. Excellent. What are their names? Where do they live? Well, not where they live, but you know what I mean? Like I want some.
Track them down.
Yeah. I want to look at their homes. You got a bidet?
But I do think, certainly from the way my parents parented compared to the way parents parent now, my parents weren't my friends and they didn't want to be my friends and they didn't care if I was mad at them. And I don't think that parents parent that way anymore.
I slightly disagree with that. Just because, once again, I use my sister as an example. She's got a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old in a few days. I don't disagree, Jane. I think there are some parents, but I unfortunately think that those some parents then become the spotlight of that and become the national model of like helicopter bad parenting. Oh my God, they want to be best friends. My sister could give two whatevers about being her kid back then. She wants to be friends with her kids now because they're adults.
Sure.
But back when they were kids, oh my God, it was my way or the highway. I am the parent. You are the child. So I do think those parents still exist. It's we just don't talk about them because it kind of is the, I don't want to say the standard, but it's like, all right, that's how parenting is. It's these parents who are like, I want to be friends with my kids. That then all of a sudden like, oh, all parents are like that. Not all parents are like that.
I'll give you that.
It's
sure.
It's a different way of parenting. I don't want to say it's good or bad because once again, not a parent that I know of, but just those parents still exist, and I know one. I could call her right now.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this conversation. You got a roundup for us?
I got such a roundup.
So we've got Greg's roundup of what we missed.
I got a tagline for it now, too.
Ooh-wee. So stick around to listen to some jokes by Greg when it comes to the news. But you're always welcome to join the conversation. 844-967-2789.
Pardon.
We'll be right back.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 69 today under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 49. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I wanna give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and he is Greg Bach, and this is the third week of us doing our weekly, Greg's weekly headline roundup. And I hear you have a new tagline for this segment.
Yes, it's called Greg's Weekly Headline Roundup. All the news you missed. Well, actually, five stories you may have read the headlines and skipped. So here we go.
Here we go.
Ready?
What should we know?
All right. Since they're firing from CNN and Fox News, apparently Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson have been texting each other.
No.
Yeah. The information came to light from a close source to Tucker Carlson after they said, "Dear God," he keeps saying, "You want to see what me and my black friend are talking about?"
Oh, God.
I think they are actually using the same lawyer.
Yeah, they are. They're using the same lawyer right now.
Tucker and Don.
I'll never listen to that podcast or see that movie.
But didn't I hear something that Don Lemon, CNN wanted to have a meeting with Don Lemon, and he refused the meeting and then just put on social media that they fired me.
Yep. Yeah, he
could have. Does he have a case?
I don't think so. I think CNN's going to be like, "Hey, you want to see the email? Goodbye, we're done. You pay our lawyer costs."
This just sounds like a very lemony thing to do.
Ooh, lemony snickets. all right. Next up on the old headliners. McDonald's has launched their first fully automated location in Fort Worth, Texas, where customers can order from a kiosk and have their food delivered on a conveyor belt. Sorry, the shake machine is still broken. This is all part of the company's new Accelerating the Arches program, which seeks to maximize efficiencies while doing away with pesky things like raises, health insurance, and humans.
I got it.
There we go.
Is there still cooks, though? Who's cooking the food?
There will be people cooking the food
in
the back.
You just don't have to see them. Yeah, you don't have to be bothered being with their presence.
You don't have to get that like massive side eye where you get that like custom order of like pickles on your ice cream.
What happens if you have a complaint? What happens if you get the wrong order?
There will still be someone there to take care of it.
And they still won't care.
They still will not care.
They'll still be underpaid.
You know, that'd be great. You know, I still, you know, I have two children and I'm making half a living wage.
Am I the only one that this makes very uncomfortable? I don't want my food coming out on a conveyor belt.
Well, Jane, you remember the Automat days. You're old. I mean, come on. You remember those days.
Back I'm when
you
close.
Put a nickel in and get a ham Sammy.
Not quite there, Greg, but I was close.
Oh, the Automat. It's the way of the future.
Jesus.
All right, let's see here. What we got next? Oh, perfect. Entertainment news. Met Gala news, actually.
Ooh, we have not talked about the Met Gala.
In a fashion anomaly, actor and director Olivia Wilde wore almost the exact same outfit as filmmaker and Vogue China editor Margaret Zhang, both showing off a floor-length reinterpretation of a Karl Lagerfeld classic featuring a violin as the centerpiece on the dress. Wilde took to social media posting "great minds," quote-unquote, making people very happy. On her Instagram page, Wilde, whose dress was white while Zhang's was black, also said, "Hey, when you have to look stunning and you only have $4,200 to spend, sometimes things happen."
Is that how much the dress was?
Yep.
I would imagine that's cheap for a Met Gala dress. $4,200?
Well, I don't know. I looked it up. It said $4,200. What do you want me to do? These are headlines.
I got to say, I saw the dress. I didn't pick up violin vibes at all. I thought it looked like a tacky gladiator dress.
Oh, my God. We need a new segment. Jane reviews
fashion.
The Met Gala. Yes.
Oh,
Jane's
I would
fashion reviews.
Oh, my God. Watch out. Mr. Blackstone's gone in his place.
I'm writing this down to come back to flesh out this idea later.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know last week I made a joke about Assembly Speaker and popcorn party pooper Robin Voss, but this week I actually have a story about him. He sucks. Moving on. In sports news, it's official. Aaron Rodgers is now a New York Jet. Rodgers is looking forward to bringing his style on and off the field. New teammate and wide receiver Garrett Wilson was quoted as saying, "Yeah, he keeps saying, speaking of Jets, you know 9/11 was an inside job, right?"
God.
And then finally, my last story here. It's a Wisconsin news story regarding our favorite senator. Not her, the other one. In a press event, Senator Ron Johnson, who, if featured in a Marvel movie, would most definitely be the bad guy, doubled down on his belief that natural immunity is better than vaccine immunity. The senator who bragged about not having the COVID shot can add natural immunity to the list of other awful things he thinks are good, like climate change is good for Wisconsin. January 6th insurrectionists were tourists. The spinoff Joey was better than Friends. And finally, coconut's good. He also went on to say, "Try to dispute me if you'd like, but these are the facts. Also, hail Hydra." And those are your headlines that you may have missed or skipped. Greg's Roundup.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much. This is now my favorite segment of every show.
As it should be. This is fun. I'm trying to think of what you wrote that we could go back and kick around. I feel like Rojo would look good with an eye patch. Like, what would his Marvel villain costume look like?
Well, I'm still waiting on the Oplander design. By the way, that's never gone away. That's still happening. I feel like he'd just be in a suit and with his dead blue eyes.
Maybe. And the bird on his shoulder.
Maybe you press something on the back.
A bird on his shoulder, like a Jafar type parrot?
The bird on his shoulder.
You press something on the back of his ear, behind his ear, and his eye just pops out.
The bird on his shoulder would be dead.
Oh, God. Dang, Jane, you went dark. Boston Greg's here. Jane went dark, everybody. This radio show got dark.
Speaking of the Oplander shirt, are we still going to do our Depi Semi? What was the coming up in May, this month, you may not have known that it is the 175th birthday of Wisconsin. And so I would love to hear from you. Would you buy or enter a contest to win a shirt that celebrates Wisconsin's 175th birthday, which is also called the...
This says it's the Terquasquicentennial.
No, we used to have one before. It was like Demi-Semi-Centennial something.
Demi-Semi-Septcentennial.
Yeah. Well, ask me about my Demi-Semi-Septcentennial.
But that's also is 100 years. No, I think I was wrong. Because
I
was wrong. Oh, man. Well, that's fine. We'll lie. No one knows. Please, it's math, for God's sakes.
Trust me. There's someone on Twitter who will see it. I'm like, excuse me, that's wrong.
Well, actually, that's not what you're talking about, sir.
Well, we'll come up with some shirt designs and we'll offer it to the people to see if they would actually, if it's worth actually
We'll
purchasing.
Make a shirt.
Yeah, ass shirt. All right. Well, when we come back at 12:30, we're talking to Clean Wisconsin to talk about the new coalition for a clean economy. And also when we come back, a non-exhaustive list of the Supreme Court justice scandals since 1991. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think.
there's something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
What did I miss? Oh.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home. Mr. Jefferson, welcome home, sir.
Familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.